Blessed be God, who enables us through the Holy Spirit to praise his holy name. Let us therefore bless the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, by proclaiming, Blessed be God forever. With this podcast, we gather to listen to God's holy word. In order to prepare our hearts for this task, we begin by acknowledging our sins and saying the following act of contrition. O my God, I repent with my whole heart of all of my sins. I detest them, for it is by them that I deserve the loss of heaven and all the sufferings of hell. But it is also by them that most of all I have offended you, infinite goodness. And it is because of this I firmly resolve, with the help of your grace, a grace that I ask you to grant me now and always, that I will do what penance I can, and desire to rather die than offend you again. Amen. O Lord, be in our hearts, and on our lips, and shown in our lives, so that we may proclaim and know the word of the Lord, in the name of your Son Jesus, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. A reading from the book of the prophet Ezekiel. Thus says the Lord, I will prove the holiness of my great name, profaned among the nations, in whose midst you have profaned it. Thus the nations shall know that I am the Lord, says the Lord God, when in their sights I prove my holiness through you. For I will take you away from among the nations, gather you from all the foreign lands, and bring you back to your own land. I will sprinkle clean water upon you to cleanse you from all your impurities, and from all your idols I will cleanse you. I will give you a new heart and place a new spirit within you, taking from your bodies your stony heart and giving you natural hearts. I will put my spirit within you and make you live by my statutes, careful to observe my decrees. You shall live in the land I gave your ancestors. You shall be my people, and I will be your God. The Word of the Lord. I will pour clean water on you and wash away all your sins. I will pour clean water upon you and wash away all your sins. Create a clean heart for me, O God, and a steadfast spirit renew within me. Cast me not out from your presence, and your Holy Spirit take not from me. I will pour clean water on you, and wash away all your sins. Give me back the joy of your salvation, and a willing spirit sustain in me. I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall return to you. I will pour clean water on you, and wash away all your sins. For you were not pleased with the sacrifices. Should I offer a burnt offering, you would not accept it. My sacrifice, O God, is a contrite spirit, a heart contrite and humbled, O God, you will not spurn. I will pour clean water on you and wash away all your sins. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus again, in reply, spoke to the chief priests and elders of the people in parables, saying, The kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who gave a wedding feast for his son. He dispatched his servants to summon the invited guests to the feast, but they refused to come. A second time he sent other servants, saying, Tell those invited, Behold, I have prepared my banquet. My calves and fatted cattle are killed, and everything is ready. Come to the feast. Some ignored the invitation and went away. One to his farm, another to his business. The rest lay hold of his servants, mistreated them, and killed them. The king was enraged and sent his troops, destroyed those murderers, and burned their city. Then the king said to his servants, "The feast is ready, but those who were invited were not worthy to come. Go out, therefore, into the main roads, and invite to the feast whomever you find." The servants went out into the streets and gathered all they found, bad and good alike. And the hall was filled with guests. But when the king came in to meet the guests, he saw a man there not dressed in a wedding garment. He said to him, "My friend, how is it that you came in here without a wedding garment?" But he was reduced to silence. Then the king said to his attendants, "Bind his hands and feet, and cast him into the darkness outside, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Many are invited, but few are chosen." The Gospel of the Lord. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. This is a reminder today in the Alleluia verse of the importance of responding to the gospel call. A call that God makes to many of us. In fact, the gospel ends today with a very unique phrase that many people misunderstand. Because it says, many are invited or many are called, but few are chosen. For those who hear these words, they think that the chosen means that God determines who goes to heaven, who goes to hell, and it makes no difference what you or I do. But if you look at the gospel reading itself, that's not the point of the gospel reading, because it says some ignored the invitation and went away, one to their farm, another to their business, and the rest lay hold of the servants and killed them. And it shows that those who were rejected from the wedding feast made choices of their own not to be there, not to be a part of this wedding feast, this glorious part of the kingdom of heaven. And this is why the king declares to his servants that they should just go out and bring anybody. I don't care who shows up, just as long as everybody's here. And he puts this call on those who minister the gospel to go out into all the world and preach the gospel, making disciples everywhere they went. That's what Jesus did at the end of Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20, when he made the commission to go and preach the gospel before he ascended into heaven. And that's what this parable in Matthew 22 is to remind us of. A very interesting thing is that there still was an individual who showed up at this feast without a wedding garment. And that person was cast out as well. In fact, the words are that he was to be cast out into the darkness outside where there is wailing and grinding of teeth. The allusion of wailing and grinding of teeth in Matthew's gospel is to remind us, Christians, of the eternal damnation that waits those who go to hell. Because that's what he's being seen as. He didn't come with a garment, a wedding garment. And I know each one of you are like, well, where are we supposed to get this wedding garment? Well, we get this wedding garment from the grace of God that's bestowed on us in baptism. And baptism is what is the focus of Ezekiel's declaration in that first reading. Because we hear the promise of the Lord, "I will sprinkle clean water upon you and cleanse you from all your impurities." The waters of baptism are the waters that do that. Yes, it's applying the blood of the Lamb upon your hearts. But if we go even further into what Paul tells us in Romans chapter 6, that this baptism in the Lord, as many of us who are baptized into Christ, are baptized into his death and raised anew by the Spirit unto a new life. Because that's the point of baptism. It's not a sinner's prayer that gets you, quote unquote, saved. It's baptism. The grace of God being applied to you in that sacrament is the true token of salvation, the true calling unto the name of the Lord that Paul talked about in Romans 6 and Romans 10. He even puts it on in another way when he says, put on the new man of Christ, I believe in Colossians, when he talks to them. It's a repeated refrain that we get in Paul's writings. And we see this when we really pay attention to what's going on in the responsorial psalm. The response that we give comes to us from Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 25, where we are given the promise, I will pour clean water on you and wash away all your sins. And we get Psalm 51 reminding us of how we are to approach with the proper contrite heart, the spirit that is truly humbled. That which is truly repentant, God will not spurn. Because that's what gets the new heart and the new spirit. That's what gets the true wedding garment that Christ is looking for. A change in who you are. Because what he wants is people who will live by the statutes of God and desire them more than they desire the sin that so easily besets them. The man could have told the king that he didn't have a wedding garment and nobody had provided it to him, and the king would have probably given him a wedding garment if he was truly that poor and truly earnestly wanted to be there. But many don't even choose to be there. And that's the real choosing that comes in here. Many are invited, but few are chosen because they fail to choose to be there. How is it that you yourself can be prepared to be there? Well, if today you hear his voice, don't harden your heart. Repent. Be contrite. Let him sprinkle clean water upon you and cleanse you from all your impurities. Because he is faithful and just that if we confess our sins, he will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We who have listened to your word and pondered its meaning now turn to you to declare our faith in response by saying, I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men, and our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death, and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. At the invitation of Christ, we come, dear Father, to await before your throne. We stand here not in our own righteousness, but we are clothed with the righteousness of Jesus Christ, your Son. As a result, we who have received your grace and our hearts, which are warmed by your Holy Spirit, now are inclined to praise you and say, Blessed are you, Lord, our God and God of our fathers, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob, the great, mighty, and awesome God, God supreme, who extends loving kindness and is master of all, who remembers the gracious deeds of our forefathers, and who has brought a Redeemer with love to their children's children for his name's sake. King, Helper, Savior, and Protector, blessed are you, Lord, Protector of Abraham. Your might is eternal, O Lord, who revives the dead, powerful in saving, who sustains the living with loving kindness, who revives the dead with great mercy, who supports the fallen, heals the sick, frees the captive, and keeps faith with the dead. Who is like you, Almighty, and who resembles you, O King, who can bring death and give life, and make salvation blossom forth? And faithful are you to revive the dead. Blessed are you, Lord, who makes the dead live. You are holy, and your name is holy, and those who are holy shall praise you every day. Blessed are you, Lord, the holy God. You grant knowledge to man and teach understanding to humans. From your own self, favor us with knowledge, understanding, and sense. Blessed are you, Lord, giver of knowledge. Return us, our Father, to your word, and draw us closer, our King, to your worship, and bring us back before you in complete repentance. Blessed are you, Lord, who desires repentance. Forgive us, our Father, for we have sinned. Pardon us, our King, for we have transgressed. For you are a pardoner and forgiver. Blessed are you, Lord, the gracious one who forgives abundantly. Look upon us in our suffering and fight our struggles. Redeem us speedily for your name's sake, for you are a mighty Redeemer. Blessed are you, Lord, Redeemer of Israel. Heal us, O Lord, and we shall be healed. Save us, and we shall be saved, for you are our glory. Send complete healing for our every illness. For you, Divine King, are the faithful, merciful physician. Blessed are you, Lord, who heals the sick of his people, Israel. Bless this year for us, O Lord our God, and all its varied produce, that it be for good. Provide blessing on the face of the earth. Satisfy us with your goodness, and bless this year like the good years. Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses the years. Sound the great shofar to proclaim our freedom. Lift up a banner for the ingathering of our exiles, and bring us together from the four corners of the earth. Blessed are you, Lord, who gathers together the dispersed of his people Israel. Restore our judges as at the first, and our counselors as in the beginning, removing from us sorrow and sighing. Rule over us, you alone, O Lord, with kindness and mercy, and vindicate us in the judgment. Blessed are you, Lord, King who loves righteousness and judgment. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may always be free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Blessed be the name of his glorious majesty, forever and ever. On the righteous and the saintly, on the elders of your people, the house of Israel, and on their surviving scholars, on the true proselyte, and on ourselves. Let your compassion flow, O Lord our God. Grant a good reward to all who sincerely trust in your name. Place our lot with them forever, and let us not be ashamed. For in you do we trust. Blessed are you, Lord, the support and security of the righteous. To Jerusalem, your city, return with compassion, and dwell within it as you promised. Rebuild it soon in our days as an everlasting structure, and speedily establish in its midst the throne of David. Blessed are you, Lord, builder of Jerusalem. Concerning the offspring of your servant David, Jesus Christ, quickly cause him to flourish and lift up his power by your deliverance. For your deliverance we constantly hope. Blessed are you, Lord, who makes the glory of deliverance to flourish. Hear our voice, O Lord, our God. Show compassion and mercy to us. Accept our prayers with mercy and favor. For you are a God who hears prayers and supplications. And from your presence, O God, turn us not away empty. For you hear the prayer of your people Israel with compassion. Blessed are you, Lord, who hears prayer. Favorably receive, O Lord our God, your people Israel and their prayer. Restore the worship to your temple in Zion. Receive with love and favor the offerings of Israel and their prayer. And may the worship of your people Israel always be favorably received by you. May our eyes behold your return to Zion in mercy. Blessed are you, Lord, who restores his divine presence to Zion. We give thanks unto you, who are the Lord our God, and God of our fathers for all eternity. You are the strength of our lives, the shield of our deliverance. In every generation we shall thank you and declare your praise, for our lives that are entrusted into your hand, and for our souls that are in your care, and for your miracles that are daily with us, and for your wondrous deeds and goodness that occur at all times, evening, morning, and noon. You are the benevolent one, for your mercies are never ended, the compassionate one, for your deeds of kindness do not stop. Always have we placed our hope in you. For all this, O our King, may your name be always blessed and exalted forever and ever. All the living will forever thank you and praise your name in truth. O God, our eternal salvation and help. Blessed are you, Lord, whose name is goodness. It is pleasing to give thanks to you. Establish peace, well-being, blessing, grace, loving kindness, and mercy upon us, and upon all Israel, your people. Bless us, our Father, all of us as one, by the light of your presence. For by the light of your presence have you given us, O Lord, our God, a Torah of life, love of kindness, justice, blessing, compassion, life, and peace. And it is good in your sight to bless your people Israel at all times and in every hour with your peace. Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses his people Israel with peace. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. My God, guard my tongue from evil and my lips from speaking deceit. Let my soul be silent to them that curse me. Yes, let my soul be like dust unto all. Open my heart to your word, and let my soul pursue your commandments. And all who think evil against me quickly annul their designs and frustrate their intentions. May it be your will, O Lord, our God, and God of our fathers, that no person be jealous of me, nor I of others, that I not become angry, and that I not anger you. Save me from the evil inclination, and place humility in my heart. Do it for the sake of your name, and for the sake of your might, for the sake of your holiness, for the sake of your word, in order that your loved ones may be saved. Save me through your might and answer my prayer. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you, O God, my strength and my Redeemer. May he who makes peace in the heavens make peace for us and for all Israel, and say, Amen. Gathering our prayers and praises into one, let us offer the prayer Christ himself taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Let us go in peace and glorify the Lord with how we live among others. Thanks be to God.